so I went up to the end of the bar, and there was a guy standing next to me, and he was a punk, and he had a mohawk, but he was really well built, really thick set, really muscular, and he had a kind of a tank top. I always remember he had a new model arm in the tank top, but he was really big, and he looked a bit fearsome, and he kind of said, sorry, Darryl, I was trying to nudge him next to him, and he just let low squeaky voice, he's like, what's wrong, boy? And he turns around, and next thing I saw, and as I'm telling the story, I still can't believe I saw this, as I turned around, something moved, because it was dark on the back, I mean, dark, you literally could make out, you know, your own hand, and I saw something move from one of his shoulders around his neck and to the other shoulder, and he looked, and he had it was either a mouse or a rat on his, it was his pet, and he went, rat, it's a rat in order, and he goes, that's my pet, and he went, jeez, oh, of course it is. I knew that, like, you know what I mean. I actually was going, I can't believe I'm actually seeing this. And Mick, who was a school teacher by day, would come along and goes, like, you know, what can I get you, a 2 litre, and he was chatting away to your man, and the rat is scurrying around his neck. I just thought it was amazing. Maybe it was a mouse, no, like, but I just thought it was incredible. So that was the first kind of memory that lodged in the brain as a mouse.